incorporate everything else in your responses. Honourable Makuya.
Thanks, Chair, and afternoon to everybody. And let's appreciate the presentation. And my appreciation of this presentation is not in conflict with what the Chair said, that it has not responded to certain issues as raised, because we meeting the board for the third time, for two or on two occasions, we were not satisfied with the responses, and we had to get the board to go back to ensure that it puts its house in order. And I don't want to go back to that situation. It may not be as useful now. To some degree, I think with the intervention that was done, the minister having to appoint even new people, and I don't want to say, Chair, that we have been or were being overtaken by events, but I want to be saying that perhaps it may get to be unfair to cause them to respond to quite a lot of things that initially made us to want to meet the board, particularly those that may even look a bit administrative. And why we went to that extent, it was necessitated by how the board seems to conduct itself. Ordinarily, some of the issues, as we are going to receive input on, are not necessarily issues that the portfolio committee needed to interest itself on. Because some, as you see, issues of salaries, issues, basically are issues that came as a result of a particular situation. Like I'm saying, ordinarily, we were supposed to be a bit away from such kind of things, but it happened to be. You need a context to understand why we arrived at this level. It's not that we are unreasonable, we are unfair, we don't understand the roles and so on, who does what. It's not about that. It was more about how the performance and apparently the tensions that existed within the institution that caused us to now dig deeper to want to, because even the reports that we needed were not coming as expected. So we had to try and understand how you interface with management, how you do this, all of those, and I don't want to get there. So I'm saying that I'm not in conflict with how the Chair raised particular issues to say the report. Still, you know, papers over certain things, which are the things you needed to respond under normal circumstances. But here we're not dealing with a normal situation. So we needed to understand certain things, allegations that were raised, and so on. They needed to be responded to so that we are clear. But as indicated, yes, the minister will still have to come to clarify certain things. Some of the issues we still need to find each other in terms of interpretations of how we need to take certain things forward. So that the matter, Chair, must be closed properly. Even if we get overtaken by events, the new board and us must close that chapter properly so that we know or all of us are satisfied in terms of what has happened. That being the case, I've got one interest, one issue that I'm interested in, Chair, on slide 25 or page 25. Which talks to the audit findings over the last three years. I take it 17-18 wasn't supposed necessarily to reflect, and if it does reflect on, in terms of the opinion of the board and management, you can't jump all the other areas and then say you're anticipating an unqualified audit opinion, because it may not be talking to that. But for now, it may not be a major. If I'm just saying, to me, it's just a glaring issue that probably can be dismissed from this particular meeting as we await the rest of the other issues. I don't think I've got a lot, Chair. I will concur with you that we get to not postpone the meeting. We just schedule another wherein the minister will be present, and probably a lot of other things will be clear by then. Then we'll be able to chart the way forward, and in terms of how we take the matters between ourselves and the entity forward, so that the tensions as they existed are behind us, are put behind us, and we don't carry on as we used to do. Yes, thanks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Makuvela. Honorable Khadebe and Honorable Perrin.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think Honorable Makuvela has just said exactly what I wanted to say. By listening to the last part where he mentioned the things that we wanted to convey to the committee, and starting from the clean slate, I concur with Honorable Makuvela on that. And most of the issues, like I spoke to you during our lunch, that the minute when you say that you will call the minister to go on the issues that we tried to address with the previous board, was like taking ammunition from me. So I think we need to address those issues with the minister. I think we need to convene a meeting where the issues will be addressed with the minister. I'm also happy that, noting from the deputy chairperson, that most of the contentious issues which we are still hovering above the entity, I think he's got an eye on those, and that gives me satisfaction that I think for now we've got a very capable individuals who are able to look not only what is happening now, but to look even the previous issues that were unstable the entity. I think for me it says a lot with the kind of leadership that I see is in place. I'm not trying to say that the one that was there was not a good one, but this one, I think, like, taking the issue, the real issues, because we can't allow entities the corruption to thrive in the entities, and we can't have the board members who doesn't want to come to account to Parliament, whereas they are using the public purse. So for me, to see that the current deputy chairperson being proactive on those issues, I think most of the issues will be resolved in the long run. Chairperson, that will be my take on this issue. Okay. I've got no further questions.
Honorable Perrin.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Minor on the finances, and I see the commercial revenue is down. Now, there is an explanation commercial revenue being down. I just want to know, is this going to be a continuous trend? What are the indications going forward with this commercial revenue? And then there's a lot of money being spent, $36 million on a high-performance computer system, and there's no budget in the next three financial years. So I'd just like to know, what is the lifespan of that computer system, seeing as there's no budget there? So if someone can just explain that to me. And then the meteorological and air quality equipment, when you look down the big variances in those budgets, 18, 13, 32, I would have expected a more consistent stream of figures. So if someone could just explain those variances. Thank you.
Okay. Honorable Makuvela.
Chair, I just want to put one issue which I feel needs to be put on record here. That deputy chairperson of the board, it's not necessarily our practice that every time we meet an entity, the entire board has to come. It's not necessarily practice. But it was a result of the situation we're coming from. So, Chair, I just don't want them to live here under the impression that every time when we need the entire board, we'll say so. But we do have entities that account to the committee, wherein at times the chairperson comes for APPs and so on and so on, without necessarily the entire board coming, without us saying that other members, if they are available, can come. But we had caused you to come in your numbers. Perhaps even in the next time around, we may still say so, give that directive. But it's not like that's how we'll always interact with you. We know it's costly. We know it's something that we must be considerate about. But without overemphasizing our points that we made earlier, we had to cause the entire board to come because there was sort of a different understanding whether the entire board can even come to appear to the committee when there's a need to do that. Hence, we take this particular interaction as a step forward, which indicates that probably we have arrived at a situation where we understand each other, that if we need the board here, the board can be able to come without us being unreasonable in terms of urgently calling you here when we have got other engagement. But, Chair, I wanted to just put that on record so that we are at one in terms of how we see our interactions with yourselves in future, particularly under normal circumstances.
Yeah. No, maybe just to to add on that, no, that's not really the practice. When the entity appears, we normally ask that there's one board member, particularly the chair. If the chair is not available, the deputy chair to come, so that the entity gets accompanied by one member of the board. That's how we do things generally. But in this instance, we wanted the entire board because I and of course the committee we wanted to engage robustly with the board. I had a question for each of the members of the board, the previous board, to say, why would you still insist on continuing being the board member when clearly your participation in the board is not helpful to the organization? So I had that question. I wanted to put it to each and every member of the board, but look, things have changed now. There's a new members and there's a new attitude about seeing things going forward in terms of the relationship also with Parliament. So so we will engage with the minister when the minister come to present the performance of the board, because that is what we wanted to engage with the board, to say clearly you are not helpful. I must tell you that the previous board and was doing things which were amazing, to put it mildly. And we were not going to to sit down and fold our arms and allow the board to run a very important national asset like the South African Weather Service down to the ground. We're never going to do that. We're going to insist that there must be accountability. The board must do its job properly. The board must not behave as if they are a bully in a China shop. The board must act with the circumcision, circumspection. But you see, nobody picked it up until I corrected myself. Circumspection. It's a very important word. Yeah. So we wanted the board to do things proper in the national interest, because they are carrying out the national duty, looking after. The weather service is a very important entity because it provides very key and strategic information to the aviation sector. Not only to the aviation sector, but to us generally as South Africans. We need to know what the weather is going to be like. And most of the time, I think the kind of information that has always been provided has been very accurate. The weather alerts and all of that. But as I say, we're worried about what the board was beginning to do. We can't have people who occupy office, public office, and treat their responsibility and the parliament with contempt. We're never going to allow that. So we're going to give you the opportunity, therefore, to respond to those and just clarify this, what are still the outstanding issues about the lease. Because we also picked this thing up that it was also another bone of contention between the board and the CEO, that the board was beginning to open another battlefront with management. So briefly tell us what are the outstanding issues, and is there an employee by the name of Miriam Mutshwele in the board? Do you have that employee?
In the store?
Yeah. Okay, respond to that, and that should be the last.
Okay.
Yeah.
We respond to the other issues.
The other issues, we deal with that, and then I want that to be the last one.
Well, Chairperson, as I said when I started, we thank you very much, and as I'm sure my colleagues and I will discuss during lunchtime, we want to emphasize that we appreciate the fact that the committee is seized with these matters. As I said, we understand our responsibility to account to Parliament and ultimately to the people of the country. I mean, the point you made about the significance and importance of the weather services, it's not only in terms of the aircraft, it's also people who go out to sea, you know, industry, commerce, farmers, and then the general public, you know, and the weather is such an important issue. And then, of course, the matters of climate change and the quality of air and so on. These are huge issues that relate not only to ourselves but to the legacy that we leave behind. So we appreciate the fact that matters are being approached in that way. In terms of the issues, I'm going to respond to a few and then I'll ask the CEO to deal with others. In terms of the minister's assessment and the issue of the assessment of the board, Chair, I want to say that we in no way are we not inclined to want the performance of the board to be considered by yourself as a committee. But I think there are three issues. The first is that, as you indicated, there's been some change in members of the board, and therefore a lot of the performance issues do relate to the past. I think those are all noted. They're a matter of record. And when we present the new strategic framework to you, which the CEO is busy finalizing, you will see that the board listed all of those items. So they are there, they're recorded. Once you've got that and you engage with it, you'll then be able to call us and ask us to clarify any issues. So I want to emphasize that in no way are we not wanting to account in terms of performance. I think that the issue of the minister's assessment is outstanding, and that is something that, you know, we have communicated with her about, because like you, we want that assessment to be done so that that can be put down as a matter of record. So hopefully, you know, that will be dealt with in due course. As you know, as I did indicate to you in the break, some of the members of the board, their term is coming to an end, you know, because they're appointed for 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. So the minister obviously will have to apply her mind and advertise and replace those members. So that is something that is also in process in a discussion between ourselves and the minister. I mean, on how the board has conducted itself, again, the legacy issues, I think you are more competent than me in speaking on that, because you've been engaging with the committee. But what I will ask the CEO to do when he speaks is just to talk about the relationship between the board now and management, because I think if you hear it from the horse's mouth, as it were, you'll know the issue of alleged interference with management or the board overstepping the mark. The CEO, I think, would be better placed to respond on that issue and to indicate to you how things sit between us. Then in terms of the audit findings of 17-18 that were raised, the reason why there's no numbers next to that column after the 83 is that the AG has just presented those things to us. We have processed them in the Audit and Risk Committee and in the last board. The management are now going to respond to those issues, to the 83. And when they respond, we'll tell you how many are resolved and how many are still in progress. And in terms of the unqualified audit opinion, that is something that the AG has expressed to us. So they've completed their audit. He's told us, and you will be receiving the annual report and the AG's report, that we can proudly say that we have an unqualified audit. So hopefully, you know, as I said, you'll engage with those issues when they come.
When did they finalize? Because I know... the minister is supposed to table before the end of September.
That's right. So we finished with the AG in July.
Okay.
And then he is busy now. The report has to be printed and all of that stuff, and then it comes to you before the end of September. Yes.
All right.
In terms of having our eye on the contentious issues, I mean, we thank you for that. It's the entire board that must take credit for that. And as I said, the management, I think, has also been very good at keeping us informed of progress on those matters. In terms of the finance and the decline in revenue, I'll allow the CEO to answer that, because he's better placed to speak to us. But once again, it's something that we've noted, and in the strategic framework, we've addressed it in terms of the strategy going forward. The same with the high-performance computer. The CEO will go into the details, but I must say, I, as a new member of the board, I'm an amateur scientist. I'm a doctor of religious studies, but I love science, and I was so thrilled to be appointed to this board, because it's got gadgets and all sorts of things in there. The high-performance computer, you know, more and more artificial intelligence and these sorts of things are really the way many of our services are going. And in keeping with wanting to make sure that SOARS gives a world-class service, there are some things that are just a matter that have to be addressed. So the issue of the budget, we have raised that with the minister, and we want to speak to her about that, because we can't expect the management to perform with outdated equipment and keep up the level of standards that we need. But the issue of the budget and the numbers, the CEO will speak to. And then again, with meteorological and air quality equipment, the variance, the CEO will explain that. In terms of the entire board being called, you know, Chair, as I say, we have no qualms. We understood the context exactly, as you said, and we knew that we all had to be here. We know it's not a standard practice. Just from a cost point of view, it's not a good idea. But, you know, any time that you need us, we are here. In terms of the lease issue, the matter is actually a legal matter at the moment. So we are awaiting that process to be finalized. What I will say is that we've had a very thorough report given to us by the management. We've engaged with it. as the board and as the Audit and Risk Committee, it's our number one priority that as soon as that legal report is finalized, or the process is finalized, we will then address that issue. And as I indicated to you, if there are any indications of any malpractice, any nonsense, any shenanigans, the board will not hesitate to act on that matter, Chairperson. And you will receive a report as to whatever process unfolds in that regard. There's no way that that issue cannot be attended to. So, CEO, maybe you could just address those things.
Thank you very much, Deputy Chairperson, and members of the committee, honorable members of the committee. I'll speak to the finances issues as requested, and then I will defer to the acting CFO on the variance question. So the sort of expected trend line. Yes, indeed, we've indicated that commercial revenue is down. Context: our biggest commercial client is aviation. The model that we use, I think, and we've had the regulatory committee actually come to the portfolio committee to explain that model, you might recall, Chair, which was a fairly complex model that we use. But one of the key variables there is volume, so number of trips or landings and taking off that is recorded as part of the formula. So in this instance, revenue from aviation was down because the volumes were down. Is that the case going forward? Well, the for that sector specifically, it's always going to be variable. And therefore, in some years, as the tariff is set at the beginning of the year and then projected out to the next 2-3 years, it may well be that in some years we under-recover, in which case the following year's tariff is adjusted accordingly. In some years we may over-recover. In other words, volumes have gone up, for example, and therefore we have to return some money to the industry, and therefore the tariff is adjusted accordingly. But in total terms for the revenue, I must say that I've enjoyed the robust engagement with the board around diversifying that portfolio from which we draw commercial revenue and not just be dependent on one sector of the economy. And so some of the decisions that the board has taken, which are very helpful in moving us in that direction, for example, is emphasis on the Marine Master Plan, which has now been approved for us to be able to move with speed into the marine sector to assist that sector of the economy and to support Operation Pakisa in the rollout of the ocean economy. The other areas, of course, the second part, and I'm just using that marine as one example. There are other sectors of the economy, as already indicated by the deputy chair, where we are asking the private sector who have capability to help us, especially on the services side, with opening up opportunities. That was in response to the question around the SOARS and the WIS contract. So there have been very robust discussion, and I think we will see some of the results materialize, certainly perhaps not in this financial year as we ramp up, but probably in the next financial year as we start to see results of those of that focus. On the high-performance computing question, indeed the high-performance computer that was purchased about 3 years ago at a cost of around 50 million had reached its full capacity in a very short space of time. And let me explain just a small technical detail. When you move huge amounts of data from your previous supercomputer into the new one, you often have to carry that data into the new one because it's historical data which is crucial to your ability to run models going forward. So that already takes up a fair amount of storage. And then as you run your models on a day-to-day basis, that generates even more data, which then needs to be stored whilst you're also generating the output. So it's the pace at which the supercomputer can cope with, especially the models, and when you're not just running one model, but you run multi-models, which is what we do in the weather system. that you then generate tons of data. And a year ago, the supercomputer was running at just under 95% capacity. And when you do that, you basically mean that you've made the system very inefficient because it's not operating at full capacity in respect of what it needs to do. The dynamic then, again, I'm thankful to the board for its engagement on the issue when we took a business case to it, which says we'll require an intervention in three phases. The short term is to ensure that that supercomputer can be upgraded to basically carry the workload that we need to do now. And the proposal we took to the board, which the board approved, was basically to have increased storage capacity, but we also struck a partnership with the Center for High-Performance Computing, which is based here in Cape Town, to provide a space on that national asset for us to run our research capability. The third was that we would then purchase servers, smaller servers, on which researchers could run some jobs on without putting strain on the high-performance computer. But this is an intervention, so answering the question directly, what is the lifespan of that? It's given us a lifespan of 3 years on that supercomputer, which goes out to 2020, without requiring any additional budget. So what we spent was basically just an initial investment to get everything back on track. Otherwise, the remainder is just the normal operating cost for running the supercomputer. I should also emphasize that the Center for High Performance Computing is serving as a backup to our supercomputer. We never had one. Ideally, in any scenario of an operational center such as ours, which is a 24/7, 365-day operation, you need a mirror supercomputer elsewhere to create redundancy. So if this one fails, you continue to provide services. Up to date, the weather service has not operated in that way, and that is a major risk. I just flag it for future discussion as we present budgets in the future. I would ask the acting CFO, senior manager, if you can speak to the variance question. Thanks. If I may, through you, Chair.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, thank you, CEO. On slide number 24, the MET equipment as well as the air quality equipment of 18.7 million in 2018-19, 13 million in 19-20, as well as 32.8 in 2021. That's basically the budget for the current year, which is 18-19, which has already been approved in terms of the MTF submission. The 19-21 is also approved, whereas the 2021 is still awaiting approval. We have recently sent to DIA as well as National Treasury a request for infrastructure for 2021. So we're still awaiting approval for that. The reason why it's higher compared to the previous years is simply because we are now in the mid-life of the new radars that we acquired in 2008 and 2009, and therefore we need new components for those. So that's the main reason why we have that budget going forward. Thank you.
Okay. Can you come back to that one about the employees, CEO?
Chairperson asked about Mariam
Trele.
Yes, we do have a new employee who joined us at the beginning of July as the compliance officer.
Okay. I'm sure you're wondering why am I asking that question. Well, is she from SA Express? Eh?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, so did you do background checks before appointing?
Yes, we did, but I know that the Chair is probably referring to the matters that were in the press.
Yeah.
Yes, We are in the process of addressing those matters. So we are aware of the press release that came out around SA Express and the allegations made.
Mm-hmm.
I've personally been in touch with the CEO, who unfortunately has just been transferred, I think, to another entity. But we've been in contact at a formal level around those allegations.
And what has been the initial information obtained?
The initial information from her was that they were conducting a forensic, which was a rapid response to those issues, and that they would return to us once those issues were known and resolved.
Mm. Okay.
I have not had a response as yet.
So you are waiting that. Look, some of these things are operational things, but you know, you just pick them up. What is happening? Because you see, remember even the issue that we're getting into now of the other employee, there were also some questions. And not that people, obviously people are always presumed innocent until it's proven that whatever that is has been alleged is the case. But, you know, you would want to have a situation where when somebody has got issues that they are still busy dealing with, you would want that to be concluded first before they can move on to another employment. Was the allegations that there was about 2.4 billion worth of a contract to supply fuel for which she was instrumental in procuring that. So I'm not sure whether you are aware of that, CEO.
We are knowledgeable of the issues as they were in the press releases which are in the public domain, Chair. But recall that that's...
But you are confident that...
But that issue came out after her appointment.
Oh.
That's correct. So that's why I chose the route of being in contact with the highest level in that organization directly.
Okay. So you'll just give us briefing later on as to what has been concluded. All right. So we then conclude the engagement. The way forward will be, or the conclusion, is that we will then ask the minister then to present to us the assessment which she said in a letter that she's willing to give to us, because we didn't get it today, of the board, say the previous board. And I think as part of interacting or engaging with the minister about that assessment, we'll also have an opportunity to finalize the outstanding issues around the board, including this report that is still outstanding, where we're asking board members to pave the 2 million that was paid to the former CEO, which we think that there is no value that has been derived from that expenditure. So we think that as part of that, we'll then finalize that issue so that we allow the board to proceed on a clean slate, and then any further engagements that arises or further issues that comes will be completely new issues, and we will be able to deal with them as such. I think we'll also be interested, Deputy Chair, to see how you finalize that issue of the list. We did say in the past, when this matter was raised, to say we want you to deal with it through your process as a board. But we are getting a sense that you are using this thing to target the new CEO. By then, not you,
We said that to the board. But we don't hold a brief for anybody. We think that we have employed a competent CEO. He must be given space to do his work. But as long as you understand where the board ends, where management ends, he must be held accountable. But there mustn't be continuous fights and battles, and because they weaken the institution. Yeah. So we wish you luck, Deputy Chair, together with the board. We don't want to call the entire board again to come to Parliament. I was talking to Mr. Lefutso during break to say that I'll be very happy if there's not going to be any battles again. Don't fight, you know. I said to him, we don't want fight there in the board, we want progress. If anybody must account, but we should not be preoccupied with fighting each other and showing who's the boss and so forth. So he said, no, Chair, I'm not going to fight anymore. I hope there's the commitment. We're not going to get a whistleblower's letter or something to say Mr. Lefutso has started again. That's on a lighter note, yeah. You want to say something before we close, Khadev?
Now, Dave, you've just mentioned issues about the employees. I just remembered one thing. There was an outrage about the senior manager who said one of the requirements for the candidate was to have a PhD. The current or the appointed candidate, does the individual have a PhD? That would be my question, Chair. That's the only question I've got.
Appointed when? Recent.
Yeah.
Are you ready to respond to that, or you want us to give you time and then you can communicate with Honorable Khadev about that late? You can respond.
Yes,
well,
I'm
if you are ready, you can.
I can respond. The individual has is in the process of working on their PhD. They're an internal candidate, as you would, as the Deputy Chair said at the very beginning. We are a very technical and highly specialized entity. Sad but true, there are very few research scientists in meteorology in the country. Most of those are either at universities or are internal in the entity. We chose in this instance to appoint an individual from within, and I think the committee and the board have raised those issues previously about advancements and career advancement of individuals internally. So it is correct that that individual who is currently the incumbent does not yet have their PhD.
Okay. No. Honorable Khadev. They are coming, I think, for the... Is it quarterly?
Annual.
Yeah, annual or quarterly. You'll note it down. Please note it down. I don't want us to get too much into that, but have your follow-up and have your follow-up, Honorable Khadev. You can have it now. Yeah? No, I'm saying you can ask the follow-up now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the pool of candidates who applied from source, didn't you have the individuals who are fully qualified for the position?
No.
Are you happy? It wasn't my intention that we go that side, but look, it's fine. Honorable Khadev has got his responses. Ordinarily, we should have asked them to prepare on that one before they come. We're ambushing them now. But it's fine. I think the CEO was ready to respond, and it's fine. Because there's nothing that should be swept under the carpet. But out of, you know, consideration for professional handling of things, would have asked you to prepare for that. Even this one, I should have asked you to prepare for it. But it's ambushed, because I also got to pick up information as I was sitting here as well. But I hope that you'll follow up on that one and then give us a report on that. But otherwise, thank you very much. There's one issue on I don't know whether we've got the appetite to get into that, members. On psychometric stuff, supposed to be handled under in camera. But let's just dispose of that one quickly, and thank members of the public who have come, including the other officials. Let's be left only with the members of the board, and then the rest of the staff members can leave. And there is a gentleman here who's going to help us. Eh? Yeah. Let's have him only in here. So thank you very much, everybody, all of you, for coming. We are now getting into committee. So we'll only allow members of the board to be here, and the CEO and the gentleman who's going to help us with the report.
Yeah.